But at thy word, I will let down the net. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's St. Peter Gospel is meant to prepare us for next week's feast day of Saints Peter and Paul, whose solemnity we keep 2 weeks from today. But I think it's a perfect one to read on Father's Day. Peter, the fisherman, called now to fish for souls, as fathers are surely in their families. In the Latin, only one letter separates Peter from Pater. Peter, the first holy father of the Catholic Church, and Pater, simply Latin for father, the head of the family, which in God's plan is meant to be a kind of a little church, a domestic or a home church. The Pope, as Catholics know well, is Christ's vicar on earth, the true father or pater, the provider of life and of authority, whose office and duties are holy and meant to make us holy too. Father, sanctify them in truth, our Lord prayed to his Father as he ordained his apostles at the Last Supper. Sadly, the majority of traditional Catholics, pretty much in practical terms, ignore the papacy and have almost written the word Pope out of the Catechism, or certainly rewritten his definition and work description. Oh, the majority of traditional Catholics recognize Joseph Ratzinger as Benedict XVI as a pope, and they even insist on that identification. But they resist him. They're sometimes called the recognize and resist crowd. What an unnatural father they've made of him. They have made of the Pope a kind of an American dad. You know the classic caricature. Why, Dad's there, and he's probably good for something, maybe money, but you don't pay him too much mind. And you're free, of course, to disobey or disregard Dad. And if you live in the inner city, you'd even disrespect him. And submit to him? Oh, no. This is a perfect perversion of the papacy and of authority. It is trashing the very concept of what a father is meant to be. Now, a pope's fatherhood is unique in that he is the head of the church, and it is the church which cannot ever give us error, teach us falsehood, give us any false, scandalous, or doubtful forms of worship, for example. So in that sense, the Pope is not like a natural father, because it is true, as they say, you wouldn't obey your father if he told you, God forbid, to commit a sin. But the Pope, as head of the church, teaching the whole church, could never teach us to commit a sin, teach us error or falsehood, because the church cannot give us evil. Now, these are all controversial questions today, I understand. And they are confusing for many Catholics, which is why some boil matters down to a kind of a Latin Mass mentality, we say. In other words, it's a Latin Mass that matters, and they dismiss the whole question as useless speculation. How many angels can you fit on the head of a pin? This question they answer with an agnostic shrug of the shoulders. Well, I don't know. Besides, don't make no difference, does it? Ah, yes, indeed it does. Otherwise, you have lost, as they have in the new way, your Catholic faith. Because, simply put, if there is a pope, you pretty much have to obey him. But if that man is a pope, and he's a founder of the revolutionary new religion at Vatican II, why then I'm afraid that the Catholic Church has failed, which means, trace it back, there would be no truth, nor would there be a God, which is impossible. But if the Pope is a true father in God's plan, does it follow that a father of the family is a true pope? Well, I've known some old-timers, both mostly Germans, although the odd Irishman's gotten in there, who would certainly qualify for the title of pope, if not patriarch, in the family. And the word pope in the Latin, the original, is papa. Again, the idea of father. What is it for you to be, you fathers, a father to your children? It means you provide for them, and unselfishly so. You give them a name, and you give them a home, and you give them food to sustain them. You teach and guide them. You maintain order, morality, the faith in your home with discipline. You love your children, but even as you set them limits, you love them without limits. And you so much give them your heart that if they wanted to, one day they could break it. And you forgive them for the trouble they cause. You pray for them daily. You watch and you worry about them constantly. You stand with your children before God, who gave you authority over them. In a word, a father is as a priest in his family. You give your family what the priest gives to the faithful, which he has received from God, the both of you with true authority. The priest provides you with a home in the church, spiritual sustenance in the sermons, the sacraments, especially the blessed sacrament. He gives you a name, baptism. He forgives you far more than any other father could in the confessional. And the priest, of course, teaches and corrects and disciplines to maintain order. And he prays 7 times a day for his flock and daily at the Holy Mass. The priest is a father in the church, and the father is a priest in the home. One of the marvels of God's plan is that he has given us fatherhood as a priesthood and priesthood as a fatherhood. Within the family, it is the father who stands before God, vested with his authority and headship, to serve as his representative, as a mediator between heaven and his family. In that sense, then, you understand it, a kind of priest. Even as a priest stands before God at the altar, vested with his authority and headship, before and in the midst of his people, the priest is not a functionary. He is not an administrator. He is not, as some Catholics would reduce him today, a kind of a sacrament machine, and you put your coin in and you get the sacrament you want right now and then you go away. No, no. The priesthood is under terrible attack today, but so is fatherhood. And it makes perfect sense, because if you want to destroy these two perfect societies, family and church, it is exactly that way that you will succeed, because it all boils down, everything in religion does, not to feeling, but to authority. In today's gospel, you have Peter. He provides for his family as a fisherman. Think of those poor fishermen in southern Louisiana now, wondering how they're going to pay the bills and how they're going to provide for their families anymore. He He knows fishing, Peter does. He's been at it all night long, is tired. But the master comes, and he tells him, let down your nets. He's not a fisherman. His dad was a carpenter. And yet, at our Lord's word, Peter obeys. At thy word, Lord, I will let down the net. And he catches a marvelous draught of fishes. Today, we celebrate fatherhood. It deserves more than a barbecue and a card. It deserves our respect, and it demands our reverence. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.